Chapter 18. We passed by the countless corpses, and I knew, by the heavy silence and raspy breathing, that each woman was as drained as they looked. Only moments ago we won an indomitable battle, and it took a heavy toll on every one of us. But our journey wasn't over just yet. We still needed to find that fucking artifact. "I know you're all tired," I said as I looked over my shoulder and at each woman's pale face. "But something tells me we're close. I can feel it."
"How do you know we're going in the right direction, Cole? I have been following you out of respect, but I can't help but wonder where we're going. How dare you question our master after everything he's done for us?"
Akira growled, but I stopped in my tracks and raised a hand to stop her. "It's all right, Akira," I smiled before I turned my attention to the lavender-haired Weka. "I don't blame you for questioning me, but all I can tell you is this. Now that I can't sense Samara's presence, I feel a strong pull toward something in the north, and I'm simply following my intuition."
"All right,"
the former siren said after a long moment.
"I trust you, Ko. As do I. Not that I have a choice, anyway. What do you think happened to Samara?"
Morgana asked as we moved onward and continued to head north.
"Do you think she just gave up? For now?"
Vanessa nodded.
"But trust me, she will return. So let's enjoy the tranquility while we can." "Fucking agreed."
Akira sighed as she rolled back her shoulders and twisted the knots out of her neck.
"I can't wait until we find the damn artifact and get some downtime. I couldn't agree more."
Morgana breathed. And when I looked at her pale blue eyes, they were swollen and red-rimmed with exhaustion.
"Satan, I can barely feel my toes. Neither can I,"
Penelope added as she sharply inhaled the forest air.
"Every bone in my body is aching. Stop complaining,"
Vanessa ordered in a faint voice, and then Isabel tenderly nudged her hand, as if to remind her master to compose herself.
"I'm tired too, and the familiars are also exhausted, but you don't hear them or me bitching, do you? No, Professor—"
The women began, until I sensed something like an invisible door off in the distance, just waiting to be opened.
"Wait,"
I said, as I raised a hand up into the air, and everyone came to a halt. "I think I feel something."
"Everyone be quiet."
"What do you feel, Cole?"
Alexander asked, as he flew down onto my shoulder.
"Should I be on the lookout? Just say the word and I'll fly up and scope it out."
"Is it a sense of danger?"
Vanessa also demanded in a sharp tone. "I can feel a pull, stronger than before, but not a lethal one. I think we may be close. Come on." The women followed on my heels as I briskly made my way past the thicket, and the further I ran, the more powerful the pull felt. Then I abruptly stopped in my tracks, and I found myself staring upon a towering wall covered in jade-hued vines. The wall was as tall as the Scholoman's castle, and as I narrowed my eyes at the mysterious stone, I tried to decipher what to do next.
"Move the plants out of the way, Cole,"
the woman from my dreams advised.
"You've finally found what you've been searching for all along. Remember the vision? This is the same wall you gazed upon before your perilous journey began."
Without wasting another moment, I swiftly swiped the vines out of the way, and we all gasped when a beautiful stone door with gold and silver designs was revealed. The rock was intricately carved, and there were gold engravings all in different languages placed around the silver frame. When I glanced down at the bulky gold lock, I noticed it was unusually shaped. The keyframe was slender and long, and as I marveled at it, I suddenly felt a commanding pull toward Vanessa.
"What?"
The strong-willed Wicca snapped as I stared at her.
"Did one of the elders rob you of your tongue when I wasn't looking?"
"Professor," I said, as I ignored her comment and glanced down at her pocket. "May I see the cross?"
Certainly. Surely I don't have to remind you to be careful with it?
"Of course I will," I said as she pulled out the wrapped-up cross from her pocket and gently handed it to me. The women watched as I carefully tugged the corners away from the relic and then stared down at the glittering gold, gorgeous jewels, and diamonds. The cross shone as brilliantly as the sun, and I had to shake my head to escape its magnetic trance. Then my eyes darted back to the lock before I looked down at the cross's vertical plane, and I realized the end was the same size and shape as the keyhole. So without wasting another precious second, I slipped the end of the cross into the lock, and when I gently turned it clockwise, a loud clicking sound made the women all jump up with excitement. They giggled and clapped, and then all the vines fell from the solid stone wall. The trailing plants descended on us like an evergreen rainfall and swept past our faces, and then we looked up and found ourselves gazing upon a magnificent and ancient palace.
Fuck! It's absolutely gorgeous! It truly is.
Vesta cooed in a voice as light as a feather.
My Satan! Look at the stone! It shimmers like silver, or even elvish diamonds. And it feels like the smoothest stone in all the realms.
Penelope added as she placed a hand on the surface.
I wonder how long it's been here.
Marina said, as her eyes scanned the towering castle.
I'm no expert, but it looks to be quite ancient. Indeed it does. Now let's stop gawking and step inside, shall we? The relic must be hidden within.
It is. I can feel its pull. I pushed the door open, and when we stepped inside, we were met with a grand, royal entryway. A gentle breeze glided past our faces, and the smell of rotted leaves, dust, and wilted roses filled the air as I studied our surroundings. A colossal, partly broken glass and diamond chandelier hung from a cracked ceiling, and the painting splattered across it was peeled and faded. Still, I did not doubt it displayed a gorgeous portraiture of the elders and their beloved heavens once, long ago.
Satan.
Vesta breathed in awe as her serpent familiar curled its silver body around her neck.
I hate to say this, but it's beautiful, isn't it?
I silently agreed with the elf princess. As much as I loathed the elders and their ways, there was no denying their love for beauty and expensive tastes. To the right and left of the entranceway, two grand staircases curled down to the entranceway, and they were both covered with moth-eaten carpets that were once beautifully and intricately woven.
It may be dusty, dirty, and time-worn, but I'll be damned it is stunning.
Akira gaped as she looked around.
It is. But we are not here to sightsee. Now let's look for this artifact, whatever it may be. Then perhaps we can spend the night here and take the rest we deserve. We're not heading back to Scholomance until we complete the entire mission.
We should split up. I don't sense any danger here, so I'd say it's safe to wander around. Alex, take the other familiars and help out, will you?
You got it, Cole,
my loyal familiar answered. While Alexander led the familiars off to search the expansive and ancient palace, the rest of us wandered around the castle. I made my way through the corridors, and I studied the time-worn paintings as I headed down a narrow, dusty hallway. Suddenly I felt a pull toward the very end of the hall, and when I reached the wall, there was a long, intricately woven tapestry displaying roses and flying elders on top of serpents. When I pushed it aside, I saw another door similar to the one in the church. And when I stared down at the lock, I realized it needed the cross to unlock it. Since Vanessa forgot to ask for it back, I carefully pulled it out of my pocket, unwrapped it, and slid the end inside the lock. And once the door gently opened, I was looking down at an ancient and dusty wine cellar. A chilling breeze brushed over my face as I made my way down a set of stone steps and looked around the old room. Then my breath caught in my throat as I saw something pressed against the wall. It was a chest, similar in color and shape as the one in the cellar of the Elder Church. When I neared it, I saw another lock, and again I slid the cross inside and turned it. The lid immediately cracked open, but then the cross melted in the cloth and turned into a puddle in my hands. I had to drop the fabric before the gold burned my skin. And when I stepped over the small pool of melted metal and peered into the chest, I saw a glint inside. I pried the lid completely open, and my eyes fell upon a necklace with a golden key as the pendant. It was not a large key, in fact it was fairly small, and when I picked it up it was exceptionally light to hold.
Cole,
Vanessa's voice suddenly gasped from behind me.
Did you find it?
I think so. I breathed as I slowly turned around and showed it to her. Look.
Unholy hell.
The professor breathed as she reached down to touch it.
I almost can't believe we found it.
Neither can I, I said, as Vanessa gently caressed the holy artifact like it was made of glass. After everything we went through, we finally found it.
My Satan, it's incredible. And so small. I figured someone like Samara would yearn for something as gawky and flamboyant as herself.
You should guard it, I said as I handed it over to her. You're the leader here, after all.
No, I don't think so,
she said after a long moment. What? I asked, and I could feel my eyebrows rising up to my hairline. Are you sure? Are you feeling well?
Satan, I don't like admitting this out loud.
Vanessa grumbled as she rubbed at her temples.
But I believe it would be safest in your possession. Samara has possessed me before. My fight against her was futile, until you helped me. Seeing as you have the ability to push her out of your own head, I think it would be safest with you.
If you say so, I said as I wrapped the key around my neck. Now what? Are we heading back to Scholomance, or do we continue our search for the next relic?
First things first, I think you should get some rest.
She began, but then her eyes narrowed at my neck.
Actually, no. I need to ask you something first. Is that my mother's necklace around your neck? I've seen glimpses of it several times over the past few days, but now I'm sure I recognize it.
Yes. Theodora gave it to me before we left.
Of course she did.
Vanessa sighed as she rolled her eyes.
As protection against Samara?
Well, Samara was still making her way into my head, but with this she wasn't able to pretend to be the woman from my dreams anymore. There was no way for her to try and trick me with this around my neck, which is the only reason Theodora gave it to me.
The woman from your dreams?
Vanessa repeated with an arched eyebrow.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, that's right, I said, as my fingers found their way to the gold pendant around my neck. That's what I call her. She's a beautiful woman I've seen in a painting down in the Forbidden Cellar. I don't know if you know about it, but it's in the study hall behind a bookcase. She's also been in my dreams, and she's been guiding me when times were challenging. I have no control over her, but she has our best interests at heart.
I see. But you have no idea who she is. You haven't mentioned a name.
No, I don't know her name. I've briefly talked to Theodora about her, and something tells me she knows more about her than she's letting on.
My mother always does. Anyway, enough talk. I imagine you're just as exhausted as I am. And now that we've found the first artifact, we can finally rest. And to answer your prior question, yes, we will continue on our journey. Returning to Scholomance would only waste time and energy. Now please, for the final time, go and sleep.
All right, Professor. I do believe rest would be the best idea. Feels like it's been 10,000 years since I last slept.
Well, luckily for us, this palace is filled with bedrooms. I suggest you find one and get as much rest as possible. We'll be leaving the woodland at first light. We may be safe for now, but I'll be damned if we push our luck any further.
Do we have any idea where we're going after this?
Not yet.
She smiled as she placed a hand on my shoulder.
But when has that ever stopped us? Besides, something tells me you'll find our bearings as soon as we step out of here.
I laughed at her unexpected enthusiasm, and without thinking, my hand went straight to hers. When our skin touched, her smile died, and a small blush crept across her face. Then she jerked back like a spell just sent a current through her skin, and she smoothed her hair before her eyes went deadly cold. Apologies, Professor, I muttered as I took a small step back. I meant no disrespect.
Forget it. You're probably just exhausted and your mind is elsewhere. I normally hate to repeat myself, but as I said, you need to rest, so you don't make any more reckless mistakes like that again.
Of course. I agreed, with my hands raised in defense. I'll be off now. I left the professor and the cellar, and when I made my way back into the entranceway, evening light spilled in through the window and cast a deep orange glow across the marble floors and moth-eaten carpets. The familiars must have decided to take a break because they were all asleep by one of the stairwells. I wondered where the others were, and I thought it was strange I didn't hear a sound as I trekked up the stairs and wandered around the dusty castle. When I was at the top of the stairs, I saw a series of doors stretch down the adjacent hall, and each one had a dusty gold knob on it. The wood was dark in color, which meant this place was as old as we perceived. I slowly walked down the hall, and each door was shut, except for one at the very end of the hall. Curiosity got the best of me, and when I neared the slightly ajar door, I could have sworn I heard giggling coming from within. I pushed the door open without hesitation now, and my heart wildly beat inside my chest as my breath caught in my throat at the sight before me. There, spread across a vast king-sized bed, was my coven. Each woman was completely naked, and their dresses were all piled into a corner. Beatrix and Marina were in their undergarments, and both women were on their knees in the middle of the floor. When they saw me, they bowed before me and pressed their foreheads against the floorboards, but as they did so, I could see their bodies slightly trembling. "What do we have here?" I smirked as I looked down at the two women. Two more lovely offerings, I presume.
Cole!
Beatrix was the first to gasp when she glanced back up.
We're here to give ourselves to you, body and soul. We long to call you our master. I've been a slave to one man before, and I vowed never to let it happen again, but with you, it feels different. I want to become one with you and feel a bond stronger than blood. I want the power of your unholy protection, and I want to be a part of you and your unholy coven. If you'll let me, that is.
Is that so? I asked as I stepped inside and closed the door.
Yes.
Beatrix answered for both of them.
She speaks the truth, Cole, and as for myself, when I first saw you in the games, I wanted to become a part of your coven, but I knew I wasn't yet worthy. I hope now that you see me in a different light, for I have been fighting tooth and nail to gain your approval.
I do see you as a worthy addition. I grunted as I started to unbutton my shirt. Now let's make it happen. Ladies, take off the rest of their clothes, and make sure to do it nice and slow.
Yes, master.
The coven answered in unison. I started to take off the rest of my bloody garments, and I carefully watched as my naked coven began to pull down Marina and Beatrix's panties and bras. When the two women were entirely naked, I studied the duo's bare bodies and felt my blood rushing down south. The warm glow from the sun illuminated all their features, and when their hungry eyes glanced down at my erect cock, they both licked their lips and got back down on their knees. They were clearly itching to come closer, and when their eyes were locked onto my member, I knew exactly what they had in mind. Not yet, I said before they could crawl any closer. I know you're eager, but we need to enact the pact first. Or did you already forget? You're quite the pair of eager ones, I see. Not that I blame you.
No, Cole.
The two replied in high-pitched voices.
We didn't forget. Forgive us for our haste.
I shall, I said before I flicked my eyes back at the coven. Someone bring me their blades, and let's begin.
Here, master.
Akira leaped from the bed with her arms behind her back, and when she approached me, she revealed the two bonded weapons in her hands. Thank you. I took the daggers and glanced back down at the two vulnerable women, and a smile crept across my face. Typically, the women just had to cut their palms for this part of the ceremony, but I had another, sexier idea, so I knelt down to their level and sliced shallowly across the upper curves of their breasts. Neither woman flinched as blood dripped down their bodies, and after I drew the pentagram on the dust-covered floor, I stood upright and took a deep breath before I began the unholy ritual. Close your eyes. Don't you dare open them until I fucking tell you to. Open your heart to the darkness and repeat every word I command. Soon, you shall become one of us, and I promise you will relish in the reward I have to offer the two of you. Both women did as they were told, and then I raised my hands up into the air. Vosae et tenebras petere quad sit conjunctio fiat et anima per sanguinum, I recited, and a sharp wind coursed through the bedroom. Ha e mulieres serve meus et me in vita mea voluntati parere. Now, say you are mine for all eternity.
We are yours for all eternity, Cole,
the two women said in sing-song voices.
From here henceforward, we vow to call you our master, king and husband.
In the ancient tongue, say you're mine, and you will serve me for all eternity, I ordered as I placed both my hands on their heads.
Si, adi erant, et observa verant illum secut animam meam in dominum.
The two Wiccas repeated without hesitation, and the floorboards and walls began to pulsate like a violent storm was brewing.
Et nos inviam diabolum malum, nos gratias ago vos omnem virum robustum.
The two women were shivering as I finished the ritual, and when the air became still and silent once more, I looked down at them. Now, open your eyes. I commanded as a grin spread across my face. That's an order from your new master. Both women gawked at me as their eyes fluttered open, and it was like they were two butterflies finally emerging from the confinements of their cocoons.
Unholy hell,
Marina said as her hand went to her chest.
It worked.
Now that we've completed the ritual, we can finally begin.
What would you have us do first, Master?
Beatrix asked in a smooth, sultry voice.
We'll do anything.
I want you both to take turns sucking on my cock. You'll do it until I come all over you, and I want everyone else to watch and guide you.
Yes, Master.
All the women answered at once, as they clambered off the bed and stood behind the two newly added Wiccas, who both had their lips parted wide open. As Beatrix and Marina waited on their knees, I stood in between them and gently batted my titanium rod against their moist lips. Both of them kept their mouths wide open as they desperately longed for a deeper taste of my member, and desire burned hot inside the pit of my gut. I think we'll start with you, Beatrix, I said as a slow smile crept across my lips. Do you think you're ready for my cock?
Yes, Master, I am.
Very well, I said before my eyes flicked upward and I studied the other bare beauties. Ladies, be sure to show her what to do.
Of course we will, Master,
Akira said as she stood behind the light-haired brunette.
We'll guide her nice and slow at first, and we'll make sure she goes as deep as she can.
Excellent. I grunted as I inched closer to the brunette, and when I tapped my tip along her tongue, Akira and Morgana placed their hands on her head and prepared to do their part. Do you like that? I teased as I batted my tip even faster along her hot tongue. Do you want more? She moaned as her glassy brown eyes stared into mine, and the corners of her lips formed a smile.
I think she enjoys the taste, Master. Use your tongue, Beatrix. Taste the tip of our master's beloved cock.
Beatrix wasted no time before she followed the dark-haired brunette's advice and began to swirl her long, hot tongue along my flared tip in slow, gradual circles. Then, without being told what to do, she took the initiative to run her tongue along my underside. And I shuddered with pleasure when she wrapped her velvety lips around my cock and began to lightly suck and slurp along my length. Oh, good girl, I grunted before I began to buck my hips forward and thrust into her warm mouth. I'm going to fuck the back of your throat, and you will take me all the way in. Understood? In response, the brunette wriggled her head even further along my length until she reached my balls. Shivers ran down my entire body as I thrust even deeper and harder inside her desperate mouth, and she gently gagged each time my tip touched the back of her throat. Akira and Morgana weaved their fingers through her hair as she bobbed back and forth, and as their grips tightened, they guided her even faster along my length.
She looks so lovely taking in your cock, Master.
She does, I growled as Beatrix greedily slurped and hummed along my dick, and the wet sounds of her mouth taking in my cock echoed in the room. Oh, now it's your turn for a taste, Marina. No, we can't keep you waiting, can we? When I plucked my slick cock from Beatrix's hungry mouth, the light-haired brunette pouted and stared up at me with desperate longing. I knew she wanted more by the way she licked her lips and bucked her hips along the blood-streaked floor, but she had to wait. I was in charge.
But, Master, I want more, please. You taste so delicious.
In time, I said, before Akira violently yanked back on her hair, and I placed a finger under her chin. For now, you will be quiet and watch as I fuck Marina's lovely mouth. Understood?
Yes, Master. You need to have patience.
The black-haired witch hissed into her ear.
You only get what you deserve.
She speaks truly, I said in a faint voice, before I turned to study the lavender-haired Wicca. Now, are you ready to take me inside your mouth?
Yes.
The former siren said in a dreamlike voice as her purple eyes met mine.
I want you more than anything.
Well, then let's give you a taste, shall we? I grinned before I tapped my flared tip along her gaping mouth, and when I batted my cock against her tongue, pre-cum spilled onto her lips. Marina moaned as I gave her a pleasant taste. The purple-eyed witch then smiled as I guided my member inside her wide mouth, and when she wrapped her lips around my cock and took me entirely inside, my body shuddered with instant gratification. Fuck, I grunted as she slowly moved her head up and down along my shaft. Vesta, Penelope, grab her hair and guide her faster along my cock. Show her how it's done.
Yes, Master.
The two women responded as they grabbed her head. The former siren's head moved up and down in faster motions, and she groaned with delight and gagged each time I thrust harder inside her wanting mouth. As my desire grew more demanding, I bucked my hips forward with more fervor, and the lavender-haired Wicca continued to stare up at me with glassy, desire-filled eyes. Pre-cum dripped from the corners of her lips, and her face was flushed as I ventured deeper inside her throat and fucked her with all my determination. Do you like that? I grunted as the two women moved her head faster along my length. Do you want to taste my unholy seed? The lavender Wicca groaned as she swirled her long tongue along my cock and bobbed her head even faster.
Look at both of them. They're both dripping. I can see puddles beneath their pussies.
When I flicked my eyes downward, I realized the sapphire-skinned witch was correct. There were two wet patches on the floor, and as I prodded faster and harder inside Marina's mouth, I noticed Beatrix was biting her lower lip. Her eyes were filled with eager desire as I fucked Marina's throat over and over again, and the coil inside my gut tightened. Fuck! I'm going to come! I groaned as my cock twitched inside her mouth, and shivers coursed through my entire body. Now, both of you need to swallow every drop I give you, understood? Beatrix, come closer, and prepare to have a taste as well. You deserve it.
Yes, Master.
Beatrix purred with a wide smile. Marina gurgled and slurped as the women moved her head up and down at a faster pace. When my throbbing tip scraped the back of her throat, one long, sharp quiver ran up my body, and then I gently pulled out and sprayed my sweltering seed all over her face and then at Beatrix's parted lips. As I covered the two of them with my creamy comb, they both licked their lips and did their very best to taste every drop I had to offer them. "Help them," I commanded the others. "Lick their lips clean before I fuck them senseless." The other women didn't hesitate before they ran their tongues along Marina and Beatrix's mouths and chins. I could feel myself growing hard as a rock while I watched the women lick each other clean. And when I was satisfied with the view before me, my eyes fell on the quirky Beatrix, with her perky breasts, small waist, and bare pussy. "Beatrix, stay right where you are. As for the rest of you, I want you on the bed, and I want you to watch while I take her from behind. You may pleasure each other however you wish, but don't you dare come."
"Yes, master,"
the women answered as they sprang toward the bed and watched the two of us with wide and eager eyes. "Now, Beatrix, get on your hands and knees and face the bed," I ordered as I circled the light-haired brunette. "And the rest of you get busy." As the other women began to gently pleasure one another, I slowly got down on my knees and took care not to slip on the bloody pentagram as I situated myself behind Beatrix's creamy, ample ass. The brunette eagerly presented herself to me and arched her back as low as she could, and I smirked at the sight. Then I batted my cock along her glistening folds, and each time I neared her sopping opening, she moaned and wriggled her ass even closer to me.
"Oh, master."
Beatrix moaned as I rubbed my pulsating tip along her clit. She then looked over her shoulder at me and smiled as she glanced down at my cock.
"Please, slip inside me, master. I need to feel you deep, deep inside me."
"Oh, yeah?" I grinned as I continued to rub my head along her soaked slit. "Well, since you asked so nicely, I suppose I can give in to your wishes." Before the brunette could answer, I swiftly plunged my rod inside her warm, wet tunnel. She instantly gasped with surprise and pleasure, and she was so tight, my cock throbbed with intense desire. I slowly ventured inside her, and she squealed with delight as I went deeper, and then moaned deeply when I was balls deep in her pussy. I gently began to rock my body back and forth, and with each thrust she gasped and panted for more. Delicious grunts escaped her lips as I grabbed her shoulder-length hair and roughly pulled her back, and red-hot desire raced through my veins.
"Yes, yes, yes."
She panted as I fucked her with more vigor.
"How do I feel, master? Does my body please you?"
"Yes, you're fucking amazing. You're so fucking tight."
"Oh, and your cock is so huge."
Beatrix gasped as my balls banged against her throbbing pink clit.
I feel like every nerve in my body is on fire. Please don't stop, master. Oh, Satan, make me come. Please, I want to know what it feels like."
"You'll know soon enough," I grunted as I pulled back on her hair even harder. And she squealed with delight as I prodded deeper inside her sweltering tunnel. "As long as you take it like a good girl, understood?"
"Yes!"
She screamed as I thrust even harder, and with each prod she struggled to breathe and remain on her hands and knees.
"Fuck! She looks possessed, master."
Akira giggled as Vesta kissed her neck and gently rubbed the black-eyed witch's clit.
"Look at her eyes. They're rolling into the back of her head. Like a possessed bitch in heat."
Faye purred as she used her slender fingers to pleasure Morgana.
"I love it. She's loving it too."
Penelope giggled as Cersei caressed one of the redhead's freckled breasts.
"I can tell she's close. Yes! Oh, she's right. I think I want to come."
Beatrix panted as I ventured deeper inside her sopping tunnel, and as my cock twitched with desire, I knew I was on the verge of exploding inside her as well.
"Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck."
"Come with me," I demanded as her walls clamped harder around my shaft, and my movements grew even more erratic as fluid dripped from her soaked cunt. "Come hard. That's a fucking order."
"Fuck!"
She screamed as her body trembled and her walls clamped down around my cock like a hungry trap.
"Ugh, Cole!"
Beatrix screamed my name over and over again, and I finally exploded like a hot hose inside her warm slit. My entire body shook with pulsating desire, and then my vision spun in furious circles as her tight walls clamped harder around my member. We were both swept away by pleasure, and I groaned and pulled back her hair as her cunt continued to suck my dick for every single drop of cream I could offer her. Then her walls started to slowly calm down as juices spilled down her thighs, and I gently pulled out of her drenched opening to release my hold on her.
Thank you, Master. Oh, that was incredible.
Oh, indeed it was. Now, Marina, I said as I looked at the lavender-haired Wicca on the bed. She was gently rubbing her clit in circular motions, and when my eyes met hers, she slowly stopped what she was doing. Lay down on your back on the pillows. Don't move until I'm on top of you.
Yes, Master.
The purple-eyed Wicca answered in a dutiful tone before she pulled her hand away and gently placed her naked body down on the pillows.
I'm ready for your delicious dick, Cole.
Everyone, I want you all to watch as I fuck Marina. I ordered before I glanced down at the flushed Beatrix. Join the others on the bed, but this time, none of you are allowed to touch yourselves. I don't want to see anyone budge a fucking inch. Once I was on top of the bed, the women quickly formed a circle around us, and without hesitation, I slowly crawled on top of the quivering, purple-haired Wicca. I pressed my body against hers, but then I noticed her lips were quivering. I knew she was nervous, and when I gently rubbed her silky bottom lip with my thumb, I bent down even lower and pressed my mouth against hers. You're nervous, I whispered into her mouth as I gently rubbed my cock along the inside of her thighs. I can tell by the way you're shaking.
Yes.
She gasped as she slowly spread her legs apart and let me explore more of her.
But I don't care. I need you inside me, Master.
Oh, then let's not waste another moment. I growled before I slipped my throbbing tip inside her sopping wet tunnel and pushed myself all the way inside her warm cavern. Both of us groaned with pleasure, and as I slowly began to saw in and out of her warm folds, her purple eyes rolled into the back of her head like something was taking over her entire body and soul.
Look at her taking our master all the way in. She loves it.
Nyx moaned, and her cobalt eyes were hazy with desire instead of intoxication.
She's filled all the way up. Just wait until he fills her with his cream. She'll go crazy. Oh, Master!
Marina squealed with delight as I plowed deeper inside her. The former siren's tight walls felt like hot silk as they clenched and unclenched around my titanium pole, and her full breasts heaved up and down as she struggled to breathe. Oh, fuck. I grunted as I stared down at her quivering body. You're so fucking tight. Do you like that? Do you need more? She screamed in response as she tossed her head around the pillows.
Yes, Cole. Just like that, please don't stop. I never want this feeling to end. Satan, fuck me.
I quickened the pace and thrust deeper and deeper inside her accepting body, and her panting and moaning grew faster and louder. She tossed back her head, wrapped her long legs around my waist, and then squeezed her eyes shut before she bit down on her lip.
Look at our master when he fucks you. Stare into his eyes when he releases his seed into your womb. Trust me. There's no other feeling like it.
The lavender-haired Wicca groaned as she opened her purple eyes and stared into mine.
Oh, Master. I think I'm about to come, fuck. Come inside me.
The former siren screamed and panted as I pounded into her, and as an explosive orgasm bubbled to my surface, the witch tightened her hold around my waist and struggled to breathe. Now, you can come with me, I growled as I stared into her lust-filled eyes. And when you do, I want you to scream my name. Over and over again.
Cole!
She screeched as her walls clamped viciously around my shaft over and over again.
Cole! Yes, Master!
The sound of my name and the way her walls clenched around my cock sent a violent shiver through my entire body, and I finally tipped over the edge. I trembled as I released my load inside her sweltering cunt, and Marina gasped for breath as her face reddened. My entire head spun as her walls milked me for every drop of cum I had in my body, and her face was contorted in ecstasy as more fluid dripped out from her insides. Oh, good girl. I panted as I gently pulled out of her abused pussy. Now, join the others. Marina shakily crawled over to the side of the bed and joined the others as they eagerly but patiently watched us. And when I glanced around the group, my eyes fell on the blonde, serpentine Wicca. Cersei, come here. I grunted as I placed my head on the pillows. I want you to ride my cock.
Will you fill me up with your unholy seed, master?
The serpentine witch purred as she crawled toward me with her vibrant snake eyes.
Will you make me scream like you did with our new sisters?
Oh, I surely will. I smirked as I studied her curvaceous body, all the way to the fucking brim. But first, lick my cock clean like a good girl.
Yes, master.
Cersei mewled as she licked my throbbing underside and planted a small kiss on my flared tip.
I can't wait to feel you deep, deep inside me.
And you will. I grunted as her long forked tongue explored every inch of my cock. But only if you keep using that magnificent tongue of yours.
Of course, master.
The serpentine Wicca chuckled as she locked eyes with me and began to stroke my shaft while sucking and licking my throbbing cock. I grunted with desire as the blonde beauty wrapped her soft lips around my dick, and as the others watched with glassy eyes, the serpentine Wicca started to bob her head up and down on my thick member. She then mewled with delight as she wriggled her head all the way down to my balls and gently gagged as she took every inch of me inside her mouth. Oh, good girl, I said before I grabbed her hair and gently pulled her off my slick dick. Now climb on top of me and ride me with all the grit you have, and then I'll fill you up. Everyone watch closely and enjoy. If you haven't felt my cock inside you yet, I promise you soon will.
Yes, master.
Cersei answered as she licked her lips.
With immense pleasure. We won't tear our eyes off you, master.
Akira grunted as the others whispered in agreement. My body quivered with pleasure, and the blonde witch's eyes never left mine as she swung her lean leg over my hip and hovered her bare pussy over my rod. Her green, serpentine eyes were filled with mischievous longing as she slowly lowered herself down onto my throbbing tip. And when my pulsating cock slipped into her gushing pussy, we both groaned with feral pleasure. She wasted no time to gently rock her wide hips back and forth along my shaft. And as she slowly picked up the pace, her grunting grew louder and more demanding. Oh, fuck. I groaned before I dug my nails into her hips and guided her back and forth along my skin. Oh, damn, that feels fucking incredible, Cersei. You're fucking amazing.
Does it please you, master?
She asked in a teasing voice as she placed her hands behind her head and swirled her hips in wide circles along my cock.
How about this? How does this feel?
Oh, fuck yeah. I chuckled as she started to vigorously bounce up and down on my throbbing cock and toss back her long blonde hair. Ooh, Satan, you were eager, weren't you?
You have no idea, Cole.
The blonde beauty answered as she moved up and down in even faster motions.
I have been dreaming about your cock every night. Fuck, I can feel you deep in my womb. Look at how she moves so gracefully, master.
Vesta purred as she carefully watched us.
She loves your cock, as we all do, more than anything. Oh, master!
Cersei gasped as she began to quickly grind her body against mine, and sweat trickled between her breasts.
I think I'm gonna come.
Oh, is that so? I growled as I neared my own threshold once more. Oh, so am I.
Oh, yeah?
The blonde Wicca moaned with delight as her hot walls tightened around my cock and her movements grew even faster.
Fuck, master. Oh, come with me.
The serpentine witch mewled with desire and her heavy breasts bounced up and down with each desperate movement. Then her honey blonde hair tumbled behind her like a golden waterfall as she tossed her head back and gasped for air. Oh, Satan, don't stop. I ordered, and stars began to dance in the corners of my vision. I'm so fucking close!
Of course, master!
Cersei grunted as she swirled her hips, and I could feel the tip of my cock prodding deep inside her velvety cave. I dug my nails into her soft hips, and she bit her lip and cocked her head to the side before she returned to bouncing up and down along my pulsating shaft. As her sopping wet pussy slid up and down my member, my cock twitched with feral longing, and her movements were quickly growing more and more demanding. When her walls fiercely tightened along my cock like a silky bear trap, I knew she was dangerously close to an explosive orgasm. "Are you going to come for me?" I grunted as I squeezed one of her full breasts, and when I tweaked a taut nipple, her cheeks turned even more scarlet, while her mouth gaped even wider.
"I'm gonna explode for you, master,"
she purred before she bit down on her lip and drew blood. Then she licked the blood from her lips with her long forked tongue, and she stared down at me and planted her hands on my chest before she began to bounce even faster. "Now, come!" I ordered as I dug my nails even deeper into her skin.
"Yes, yes, yes, yes!"
She squealed as her sweltering walls clamped tighter around my throbbing cock.
"Cole!"
As hot juices exploded like a fountain from her moist slit and spilled onto my cock, I burst my creamy load inside her hungry hole and filled her up to the brim, just as I'd promised. Her screams echoed through the room, and her entire frame trembled as we both struggled to breathe. Then her walls clamped even tighter around my cock and extracted every drop of cum I had to deliver. Her breathing was erratic and matched my own when she finally climbed off me with her trembling body, and then I took a moment to lay there and catch my breath. When I was ready, I sat up and stared at all the other beautiful women around me. Who shall be next? I teased as I glanced at each gorgeous witch. The women all giggled with desire and moved out of the way before I leapt off the bed, and when I met Penelope's deep brown eyes, she knew exactly what I was thinking. So without a word, I yanked her from the bed and silently carried her over to the wall. She sighed with longing and moaned with delight when I pressed her slender body against the velvet wall. And then she giggled with pleasure as she wrapped her long legs around my waist and pulled me closer toward her.
"Please fuck me, master,"
she whispered into my ear, before she nibbled on my earlobe and a shiver ran down my spine.
"I want your cock to fuck my womb, and I want your cum to fill me all the way up to the brim."
"Oh, with fucking pleasure," I grunted as I nuzzled her neck and gently sucked on the delicate spot between her neck and collarbone. "Oh, I can't wait to fuck you until you're screaming." Before she could utter another word, the orange-haired Wicca gasped as I bit into her flesh, and she dug her nails into my skin as I sucked and bit even harder. Then I moved my mouth from her neck and down to her breasts, and while my hands were still firmly placed under her plush thighs, I licked and sucked on one of her salty, sweet nipples.
"Master,"
Penelope gasped as she raked her nails down my back.
"Fuck. I don't think I can wait any longer. Please, fuck me."
"I'd love to," I growled after I pulled away from her swollen bud. Without another word, I plunged my rock-hard cock inside her hungry hole, and she squealed with sheer delight as I began to buck my hips and prod further inside her tight, searing tunnel.
Cole.
She grunted as her body slammed against the wall and moved up and down with each thrust.
Fuck me harder, harder. Yes, just like that, Satan.
In response, I ground against her body and prodded even deeper and further inside her sopping cave. Her brown eyes rolled into the back of her head, and she wrapped her long legs even tighter around my waist as I fucked her rough and hard. Then my rod twitched as I screwed her with all my vigor, and I knew she was nearing her threshold when she dug her long nails into my back and stared wide-eyed at the ceiling. She stuttered, and she could barely breathe as she spoke.
Master, fuck! I think I'm gonna explode!
So do it. No one will stop you.
Oh, fuck! back!
She screamed as her walls furiously clenched and unclenched around my cock, and hot juices leaked out from her pussy.
Yes!
She came long and hard, and the tip of my member twitched and then squirted a bucketload of hot cream inside her wet cunt. As her walls sucked me dry, the bright-haired witch bit down on her lip, and both our bodies trembled as I leaked my seed deep inside her. The room spun as I filled her up, and when my breathing steadied, I gently pulled my slick cock out of her soaked opening, and she gaped and then grinned in satisfaction when I set her on the floor. Oh, well done. I panted, and her legs were trembling as she slowly returned to the bed. Then I looked at the other women, and each one was just as hungry as the other. Now, let's see. How about Nyx and Akira? Yes, both of you get down on the floor and on all fours. Both women sauntered over to the floor, and when they were both on their knees, I got down to their level and slowly caressed both their folds with my thumbs.
Fuck.
Nyx breathed as I slipped a finger deep inside her drenched pussy.
Oh, I can't wait to feel you fucking me. You are seriously more addicting than any drug I've ever taken. I want to scream your name. As do I.
Akira purred in a seductive voice. She then wriggled her ass and arched her back even further, as a silent plea for me to slip my dick inside her.
Go, please.
Sorry, Akira, but Nyx asked first. Your time will come after. I promise. The black-eyed witch pouted with disappointment as I took my rock-hard pole and rubbed the head along Nyx's blue, sopping entrance. The horned witch mewled with delight as I slowly prodded deep inside her drenched cunt. And as I sawed in and out of her pussy, she rocked her body back and forth in faster motions.
Yes, yes, oh yes!
The sapphire-skinned witch screamed as I plowed deeper inside her wanting tunnel.
Master, your cock is so huge!
Oh, you're so fucking tight! I grunted as I grabbed her hips and bucked forward, harder and rougher. Do you want more?
Yes!
She squealed as the other women watched from the bed.
She is in true ecstasy.
Morgana observed from afar, and her cheeks were flushed as she fidgeted but didn't touch herself.
Satan, she looks like she can barely breathe.
Nyx squealed before she tossed back her horned head and groaned.
Go!
Her walls clamped around my cock like a velvety trap, and I instantly exploded a bucket load of my creamy cum inside her tunnel. My head spun as she squeezed my length with her thirsty pussy, and both our bodies trembled. Oh, fuck! Oh! I grunted with pleasure as I gently pulled my wet dick out of her sopping cave, and streams of my pearly cum trickled down her blue thighs. Now, Nyx, lick me clean before I slip deep inside Akira.
Oh, yes, master.
The horned witch purred before she ran her tongue along my cock and licked every inch of me. After a few strokes, I was ready to give the black-eyed witch everything she was waiting for. Nyx, stop, and stay where you are, I ordered before I neared Akira with my titanium rod. Are you ready for your reward, Akira?
Yes,
The black-haired witch mewled with excitement.
I need you deep inside me.
Is that so? I teased as I rubbed my throbbing head along her bright, pulsating clit. Then, without saying a word, I plowed my thick member inside her tight walls, and we both gasped with desire as I sawed roughly in and out of her tunnel.
Oh, yes, master.
Akira panted as her knees and palms slipped on the blood, but she still remained upright.
Fuck me like a wild animal, yes, 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 more, more, more.
Exhilarating little grunts escaped from her purple lips as I plunged my member deeper inside her wet cavern. And each time I slapped her ass, she gave me a cute little gasp as her body jerked forward. Oh, do you like that? I teased before I smacked her again. Do you like it when I'm rough with you?
Yes, I fucking do.
The black-haired witch grunted as she rocked her body in rhythm with mine.
Just like that, master. Don't stop. I beg you, fuck me with your full long cock.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not stopping until I fuck you red and raw. I growled before I picked up the pace, and as my balls furiously banged against her bright, pulsating clit, the black-haired Wicca squealed and moaned in delight, just like a bitch in heat.
Oh, more, more!
Akira demanded as her voice quivered with pleasure.
Please, master, fill my entire womb with your unholy seed!
Without saying another word, I hammered my hips furiously against her velvet skin. I pounded deep inside her sopping tunnel, and she wriggled closer and feverishly rocked her hips even faster against my skin. She then tossed her head around in frantic circles, and her throbbing pussy clamped even tighter around my cock as I plunged deeper inside her. Are you going to scream when you come? I hissed as I banged my hips even harder against hers.
Yes!
She panted as the sound of our slick bodies pounding against each other echoed in the room. Then her walls spasmed out of control, and as she arched her back and trembled on all fours, she tossed back her head and screamed.
Michael!
I pounded into her even harder, and our bodies swayed and shuddered as my cock discharged a massive load inside her starving pussy. Her walls immediately milked my length for every drop of cream, and her breathing grew more demanding as she struggled not to slip on the blood beneath her. My entire frame shook as my cock twitched and unloaded every drop deep inside her womb, and my head spun as her walls continued to suck and clamp around me like a voracious trap. Akira moaned as I gently slipped out of her opening, and thick white cream spilled out from her bright red cunt.
Master, that was absolutely amazing.
Yes, it was, I said as I looked at Marina and Beatrix, and both women were on the bed watching us with lust-filled eyes. You two come down here and lick Nyx and Akira clean. Don't let any drop of my cum go to waste.
Yes, master.
The duo responded as they obediently climbed off the bed and crawled across the floor. When the two women plunged their tongues inside the two pairs of abused pussies, I grunted with pleasure, and my blood quickly rushed south as small moans escaped from Nyx and Akira's mouths. Now, I drawled as my eyes landed on the other eager and glassy-eyed women situated on the bed. Then I focused on the wide-hipped and full-breasted Morgana, and my member twitched as I imagined her red lips parted open while I fucked her Wicca brains out. Morgana, I want you to lie down on the pillows. Don't move an inch until I tell you to.
Yes, sir.
The blue-eyed brunette said as she pulled away from the others and did as she was told.
Whatever you desire.
As for you two, I want you to keep pleasuring Akira and Nyx, I said as I looked down at Marina and Beatrix. Don't fucking move until I tell you to. Both women had their tongues deep inside the women's sopping caves and grunted in response as I neared the others on the bed. I crawled toward the waiting Morgana, and the other women all moved out of the way as I slowly neared the patient brunette. Her blue eyes were fixated on the ceiling, and her entire body quivered as I planted small butterfly kisses along the inside of her thighs. Then her full breasts heaved up and down as I neared her opening with my hand. Do you want to feel me inside you? I teased as I drew closer to her wet pussy. She mewled as I gently slipped a finger inside her sopping cunt.
Fuck. Yes, master, I do.
I slowly sawed in and out of her sopping folds, and as I slipped another digit inside her tunnel, she gasped while her entire body jerked upward. I grinned as she bunched the sheets with her hands and tossed her head from side to side as I went deeper.
Look at her, master. She longs desperately for your cock. She needs it more than anything.
Faye added as I ventured deeper inside Morgana. I know. I grunted as I rubbed her clit with my thumb and then lowered myself down to swirl my tongue along her swollen nipple.
Master!
The brunette panted as I gently nibbled on her bud.
I don't think I can wait a second longer. I need you deep inside me, please. I'm begging you.
In time, I growled as I planted a kiss on her lips and then down her neck. The combination of her hot, perfumed skin along my lips and the feel of her wet pussy walls made me as hard as a fucking rock, and when I was ready, I gently pulled my fingers out of her opening and slithered them into her open mouth. Taste yourself, I ordered. The brunette closed her eyes, wrapped her lips around my fingers, and then moaned as she sucked on them. As she obeyed my command, I slowly adjusted my hips over her body and slid my member inside her thirsty tunnel, and we both moaned with instant desire. Oh, do you like that? I grunted as I rocked my hips and slowly prodded deeper inside her. Do you like the way my cock slides deep inside you?
Oh, fuck, you know I do.
She gasped as she wrapped her long legs around me and pulled my body closer.
Oh, fuck me harder, master. I beg you.
As you wish. I chuckled before I bucked forward with one hard thrust, and her entire body jerked back. Oh, Satan, you're soaked. She gasped with delight and grunted each time I plowed harder and faster inside her hungry hole. Then her red lips parted open as I rocked my hips with more intensity and quickened my pace, and her shimmering eyes met mine.
Yes, 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 master!
She breathed as she squeezed her legs around my waist.
Please don't stop. Keep going. Fill my empty womb with your seed.
As I pounded harder against her and my dick pulsated with desire, her sweltering walls squeezed my length and demanded more. I gave in to her wishes, and when my cock dug further inside her tight pussy, she gasped and dug her nails into my back. Fuck! I grunted as I picked up the pace, and her walls began to spasm like electric currents around my rod. I know you're about to come.
I am!
She screamed as she tossed back her head.
Master, I feel you deep inside my womb. I need you. Please release your seed inside me. How much do you need him? Say it out loud. More than anything!
The brunette screamed as her walls intensified around my throbbing cock.
I can't hold back any longer.
So come with me, then, I ordered as my dick ventured deeper inside her thirsty tunnel. Come now!
Come!
Morgana cried out, and when she screamed my name, her silky walls spasmed furiously around my shaft, and I exploded like a hose inside her hungry pussy. Her curvaceous body shook with fierce intensity, and her breathing was incredibly labored as she stared up at me with starstruck eyes. Her silky walls continued to clamp around me as I unloaded every drop of cum inside her hot tunnel, and my head spun in frantic circles as my entire body convulsed with pleasure and desire.
Thank you, master.
The brunette panted as she slowly released her hold on me and laid limply on the bed. Oh, you're most welcome. I chuckled as I glanced at the elvish witch and the beautiful redhead. Both women had been incredibly patient, and it was time to reward them. Vesta, I said as I gently pulled out of Morgana. How would you like to ride on my cock?
I'd like that more than anything, master.
The green-haired Wicca responded with shimmering eyes and a lust-filled smile.
But before I do, may I taste you first?
Of course, I said as Morgana moved to the side. Faye, I want you to lick Morgana clean while I pleasure Vesta, and then you shall have your reward. I promise.
Oh, yes, master.
The redhead giggled before she flashed Morgana a coy little smile and then crawled over to her. As the redhead used her tongue to swipe along Morgana's glistening folds, the elvish witch gently wrapped her silky hands along my shaft, and the corners of her lips pulled up into a small smile when her silver eyes met mine. She then ran her long tongue along my entire length, and when she reached my balls, she gently sucked on them. Oh, fuck, I grunted, and a deep shiver ran up my spine as she used her mouth in unholy ways. Vesta giggled as she pulled away and then returned to my flared tip, and her eyes never left mine as she swirled her bright tongue along my head and began to move her hands up and down along my member. Then she tapped my tip along her moist, flat tongue and moaned as I weaved my fingers through her long hair. Once she wrapped her lips around my cock again, I moved her head up and down along my shaft. And when I felt like I was dangerously close to another orgasm, I released my hold on her. Climb on my dick right now.
Yes, master.
Vesta moaned after she pulled away from my slick cock, and a popping noise echoed in the room.
With absolute pleasure.
The elvish witch hovered over my pole, and I studied every inch of her slender, lavender body as she slowly descended onto my deck. We both groaned with pleasure as our bodies connected, and then she began to rock against my hips. Her bouncing pussy rapidly slid up and down my slick shaft, and when she stopped and started to swirl her hips in long, perfect motions, my cock convulsed with intense desire. "Oh, fuck!" I growled as I bucked my hips upward and thrust deeper inside her pussy. I pounded harder and faster inside her, and as my cock scraped the walls of her cervix, I gasped and grunted for more. Her cheeks deepened in color as I reached up and grabbed one of her full lavender breasts and squeezed. My hold on her tightened, and as I plucked and pinched her throbbing bud, she squealed with sheer delight and bounced up and down in faster motions.
"Oh, master,"
the elvish beauty drawled as she tossed back her head and moaned with intense desire.
"Fuck, I can feel you deep inside my womb."
"Do you need my cum?" I grunted as I placed my hands on the sides of her hips and dug my nails into her soft flesh. "Do you need it? Deep inside you?"
"Yes, sir."
Vesta purred like a hungry cat as she started to fiercely grind her slender body against my length.
Sena! Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna explode.
Give in to your body's desires, and don't you dare hold back.
Come!
She screamed as her walls spasmed around my cock and hot juices spurted down her thighs. My cock convulsed deep inside her tunnel, and as her scorching cunt continued to clamp around my rod, my hot seed flooded her pussy like a monsoon. As we both struggled to catch our breaths, her trembling walls continued to greedily suck me dry. The room wildly spun even when she slowly clambered off me, and I simply looked up at the ceiling in awe and satisfaction.
"Master?"
Faye mewled. And when I turned to look at the beautiful redhead, who was wiping her mouth clean after licking Morgana's cunt, she smiled from ear to ear before she glanced down at my cock.
"May I begin?"
"You may," I answered. But then I glanced at Penelope, Morgana, Circe, and the panting Vesta. "But first, I want the rest of you to join the others on the floor. Don't touch yourselves and don't touch each other. Just watch while I take Faye from behind. And enjoy the fucking show."
"Yes, master,"
the women answered with bright smiles before they crawled over to the floor, got down on their knees, and watched the two of us with glassy eyes. "Now, Faye," I grunted as I eyed her entire body with feral desire. "Get down on your knees and face the women. I'm gonna screw you like a wild fucking animal, just how you like it."
"I can't wait to feel you deep inside me, master."
"I know you can't," I chuckled as she got into place, and when I joined her, I rubbed my tip along her glistening folds. "And I plan to venture all the way into your womb and fill you up with my cream."
"Cool."
She panted as she arched her back even further and wriggled her freckled body closer to mine.
"Make me yours. I need you."
"How badly?" "Beg for it."
"Please."
She gasped each time I neared her wet opening.
"I need your full, long cock deep in my womb. I want to bear your children one day, and I know it can't be on this night, but still, I long to feel your unholy seed deep in my body."
"Well, since you asked so nicely," I chuckled before I plunged my rigid cock inside her. "Oh, fuck!"
"Yes!"
The redhead screamed as she rocked her body back and forth and gasped for more.
"Unholy hell! Please don't stop, master! I never want this feeling to end!"
Her body jerked forward as I fucked her with all my vigor and intensity, and I ran my hand along her smooth, freckled back and plowed deeper inside her accepting body. Then I snatched her long red hair and pulled her back until her walls viciously clamped around my cock and throbbed uncontrollably. My balls banged hard against her clit, and as her moans grew more demanding and raspier, I knew she was close. "Come for me," I commanded, and when she screamed with wild desire, I exploded inside her hot tunnel like a ferocious river.
"Master!"
Faye screamed as we both shook and gasped for air. My head spun, and my breathing was labored, as her hot walls clenched me for every single drop of cum I had in my whole body. I felt completely drained, but utterly satisfied. And when we both caught our breaths, I gently pulled out of her well-fucked pussy and collapsed onto the bed. "Everyone come here and rest with me," I ordered as all the naked women piled around me and wrapped themselves either against my body or each other. The room was calm, and the scent of sex and perfume mingled in the air as we all laid our sore but satisfied bodies on the soft velvet bed.
"Now what, Master? What does tomorrow look like for us?"
"Well, we still have plenty to accomplish. We may have defeated Samara's elvish army, but something tells me that was just the beginning. Now that we have the first artifact, she surely will find a way to prevent us from locating the other two. But her attempts will be in vain."
"That's right,"
Akira said as she nuzzled herself into the crook of my arm.
"That bitch messed with the wrong coven. Speaking of our coven,"
Beatrix said as she wrapped a leg over mine.
"Who will be the next to join our unholy pact, Master? Perhaps Vanessa?"
Morgana suggested as she pressed her naked frame against Penelope's. "Maybe," I grunted as I stared at each beautiful woman. "We'll see. For now, I suggest we rest while we can. Tomorrow we will begin the hunt for the second artifact, and something tells me we'll be needing every ounce of strength we have in our unholy bodies."
"Are you worried, Master?"
Marina asked in a soft voice. "No," I answered after a moment, and I flashed them all a wide grin. "I'm ready for whatever that bitch has to offer, because I know together we're stronger than any force she has ever dealt with. And deep down, I think she knows it too." As the women nodded in agreement and caressed my naked body, I wondered who would be the next woman to join our pact. Would Vanessa be ready and willing to join forces, or would I have to choose someone else? I thought about it, and I decided she'd be a worthy addition no matter who joined us next. In fact, she would be one step closer toward achieving the greatest and most powerful coven in Wicca or Elder existence. I was intent on expanding my pact no matter what threat laid on the horizon, including Samara. The Elder bitch had only experienced a taste of what we could do to her, but soon she would truly understand just how prevailing my wrath and power could be. One day I knew we'd come face to face, and I couldn't wait for that day to come. End of Book 7.